Now, I trust that you would agree with me if I said, Dynavite and us poor frail human beings do not always go so well together. So let us hear a story now about a poor construction worker whose fate seemed to have been sealed by an explosion. Hello friends of Following Pedro Pio. I am Edward Urban, and on our YouTube channel, Following Pedro Pio, we present a series of short stories on the amazing life of Pedro Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So please stay tuned to our channel, and we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Pedro Pio's intercession can do for you or someone you love. And continuing with our story. Now, Giovanni Savino was a third order Franciscan and a construction worker working on the additions and alterations to Padre Pio's monastery, Our Lady of Grace. And Giovanni was in the habit of attending Mass, first thing in the morning with Padre Pio. Then after Mass, he would stand in the corridor to receive a blessing from Padre Pio. And as Padre Pio approached, Giovanni would kneel down as a sign of respect. Padre Pio would pause for a moment, place his hand on Giovanni's head, and pray for him. And then one morning, this routine just inexplicably changed. And instead, Padre Pio gave Giovanni a hug, adding, "Have courage. My prayer to the Lord is that you will be safe and that you will not die." So these words were, of course, very disturbing to Giovanni. And he was shocked and frightened. And yet for the next few days, Padre Pio would do exactly the same thing, repeating these same very disturbing words. So to me, it sounds like Padre Pio knew something was going to happen. Giovanni, as we heard earlier, was working on the construction site. And his task was clearing and leveling the land. And there was a particular huge boulder in the site that had to be removed. And this task fell to Giovanni. The only way was to blast this boulder out of the ground to smithereens. So Giovanni placed a dynamite charge under the rock. He lit the fuse and then he headed for the hills. He ran to a safe distance and then waited. And the charge failed to detonate. So what happened? Was it a dud or something? So Giovanni waited and waited, but nothing happened. And then eventually, very carefully, he went to check the charge. And as he bent over the charge to check it, it exploded right in his face. And a shower of rocks ripped through his face, leaving poor Giovanni's face severely lacerated and burned. And gravel clung right to the left eye, right onto the left eye. His right eye was just gone, completely gone. It had been blown out and leaving only a bit of raw flesh behind. Giovanni was then rushed to the hospital in Foggia, where they carefully operated on his left eye. And as the doctor told his wife, unfortunately, there was just nothing they could do about the right eye. It had been totally destroyed. So this news, of course, went back to San Giovanni Rotondo, to Padre Pio, that Giovanni is now blind. To which Padre Pio made this rather strange comment: "This is not for certain yet." Well, in the hospital, Giovanni's entire head and face was now bandaged up. The doctor was hoping in the very best case that he'd be able to save just some sight in the left eye. And nothing more was possible, humanly speaking. So it's very sad. And we must remember that Padre Pio had warned him, and now it was all in God's hands. Now, of course, we must remember that Giovanni, being a devout Third Order Franciscan, he now dedicated himself to prayer. And he was not ashamed of his faith, which he spoke about freely to the doctor. So imagine being faced with this terrible predicament in one's life and still to have this strong faith. What an example to us. And he said, "I've been praying for Padre Pio's intercession and have perceived the fragrance of fine tobacco." Often a fragrance associated with Padre Pio meant that he had heard the prayers, he was answering the prayers, something was happening. And so he said, I think it is Padre Pio trying to tell me he is with me. Now, Giovanni's doctor, being an absolute atheist, of course, he would not accept this. And he attributed everything to an overactive imagination, as many skeptics tend to do. However, Giovanni, being a deeply religious man, certainly not ashamed to speak of his faith, continued to speak to the doctor and anyone else who would listen. So today, when we see people like this, we would call them a Bible-punching religious fanatic or something, perhaps. Yet, it is good to not be ashamed of Christ. And Giovanni was certainly not a timid Christian. Let's see what happened next. Now, back in St. Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio was not inactive, and he asked everyone to pray for the healing of Giovanni. He exposed the Blessed Sacrament and was even heard to pray, Lord, I offer you one of my eyes for Giovanni's, since he is the father of a family. Look at this incredible empathy. And this reminds me of St. Maximilian Kolbe, who volunteered to take someone else's place in the concentration camp to take their death sentence for them so that they could see their family again. And in the end, St. Maximilian died of starvation. So now Padre Pio had made an offering like this of his eye. Well, 10 days later, Giovanni was still in hospital and he was praying the rosary when he perceived once again the fragrance of fine tobacco, or as he described it, a beautiful heavenly fragrance. He then felt a slap on the right side of his face, on his right eye, the one that no longer existed, and he felt something happen. And he was still, of course, covered with bandages, so he cried out, who is there? Who touched me? Then he perceived with a sensation that someone was standing right there beside his bed. And it dawned on him that it must be Padre Pio. So he said, please restore my sight or let me die. I do not want to live without my eyesight. The following morning, the doctor removed the bandages and very much to his surprise discovered that Giovanni's face was now healed. The lacerations and burns were gone, and it looked as if the skin was newly restored. And then next, of course, the doctor had to examine the eyes. Now, remember, there was only one eye. That is the left eye. And the other one, as the doctor confirmed, had been completely shredded. So Giovanni said, I can see you out of my right eye. No, you mean the left eye. The doctor was emphatic. Obviously, because there was simply no right eye left. No, my right eye, Giovanni insisted. And then a further examination by the doctor, and it turned out that Giovanni was telling the truth. He was in fact seeing out of the right eye, and he was not able to see out of the left eye yet because that had been operated on, you know, to remove the gravel and debris. So it wasn't better yet, but he was seen perfectly from the eye that had been completely shattered. The doctor, and remember he was an atheist, was absolutely astonished. And he couldn't believe what the patient was telling him, yet he had to believe. Who is responsible for this? The doctor asked. Well, it's Padre Pio, who's interceded for me, Giovanni replied. I've prayed to him every day, and I know that he is the one who has healed me. And this all made such a profound impact on the doctor that he changed from an atheist to a believer in an instant. And he said, I have no choice but to believe. I must believe because this happened right in front of me. That's what the doctor said. And when Giovanni was released from hospital, he went to thank Padre Pio. Padre Pio said, let us thank God that you did not die. So we see here, Padre Pio is always pointing towards God. No glory for himself. He was simply a humble friar. And later he told Giovanni, if you only knew what this cost me. But of course, that we'll never know. Please do leave in your comments what you think that Padre Pio meant by this, what it cost him. And now I have one more question. And that is, did Padre Pio intercede so strongly for Giovanni because he was a spiritual child of Padre Pio's? And if you've enjoyed this video, then please do share it with others. Like the video too. And if you're new to our channel, then subscribe to our channel. And you'll have to click that reminder bell afterwards. And also switch on reminders in YouTube settings. Please continue watching our most popular videos and other videos selected specially for you.